We are coming to the end of a school year, and most of us are pretty tired out from all of the work and all of the things we've had to do. And yet, in front of us lies a great, new, interesting challenge. Many of us are going out for a decade. Many of us will go out past. And here are new worlds to conquer, new opportunities, new challenges. And we get all excited about this. Some of us are going to stay right here. We're not going to go in any new place. And yet, even for us, we have these new challenges in old places. So when you come to a situation like this, one is tempted, it is a good thing. If one stops and assesses and evaluates where one has been and plans and projects for the future. And in the life of our Lord, it was this sort of a pause. He had been in the upper room. He had instituted the Lord's Supper. And now he was ready for Gethsemane, Golgotha, and finally the victory of the empty tomb. And he pauses to give an answer to the question, why are we here? Where have we been? And where are we going? For what purpose does all of this exist and take place? And our text, which are the words of Jesus, comprehends and summarizes the whole idea in one word, fruit. He speaks of the vine and of the branches and of the fruit that come from these branches. And he says, I am the true vine. Mean by true. Sometimes one can assess the true meaning of a word by looking at its opposite. But I don't think that is the case here. Because what would you balance it with? Reality as against appearance? That's a fine philosophical assumption, but I don't think it belongs here. Spiritual? As against natural, again, it doesn't really explain anything. He is truth. He is the truthful vine, the real vine, because he answers the gracious purpose and will of God. And so this is the only vine that God presents to us, the only picture, the true vine. So he says, I am the true vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But the verse before that says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And so the next element is introduced into this picture, explaining the purpose of where we've been and where we're going, and that is branches which grow from the vine. Fruit-bearing branches, not every branch, because that which does not bear fruit will be pruned away, will be cut away, and burned. God has no use and no need for it. But we are fruit-bearing branches, and we are this because fruit can come only from those branches which are called clean, which are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And here is the objective justification. We are pronounced clean, righteous, good branches by God himself, by Christ. And therefore, and only because of this, does the next step follow that we carry out the purpose of God to produce fruit. To go back to the image, the vine is made not because it provides food, not because it is beautiful, but simply because it provides fruit. This is its purpose. St. John does not enumerate this fruit. St. Paul does in Galatians, where he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. All of these things come from us, are part of us if we are fruitful. We have love, joy, and peace. We react to our fellow man with patience, kindness, goodness. And this shows itself, this motivation, in faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of these Paul mentions in the fifth chapter of Galatians. These are the fruits of the Spirit which comes from a man whom God has called clean. And the purpose of this fruit, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. God is glorified by the fruit which we bear. And this is the purpose, the reason for our living. Whether we stay or whether we go, we are fruit-bearing branches growing from the vine. And God is glorified when he receives honor, worship, and the service due to the Creator from his creatures. And so our entire life now takes on a new dimension. Instead of merely earning a living, our entire life becomes one great worship service to God, praising and glorifying God directly for the great gift he has given to us, and indirectly, but just as importantly, in our reactions and our actions to our fellow men as we bear fruit from the vine which grows, from the branches which grow from the vine. And so our life takes on purpose, meaning, not with reference to a local condition, but with reference to our whole life, which continues beyond that minor interruption known as the grave, and goes on into the heavens of God, where we eternally present prayer, praise, and thanksgiving.
I am the true vine. Ye are the branches. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples.
Amen. And may the peace of